Right. My way around the situation as we speak. I'll probably just freeze some and then get the snip.
Sorry to jump in and surprise everyone. Someone said snip, snip, and I thought Dustin was bringing back our vasectomy pact.
No, that's yeah, just you cutting all these mint leaves for these drinks.
By the way,
found a good enough
I'm thoroughly enjoying my Mojito Monday. Sea bass?
It's pretty refreshing. Yeah, almost done. I'm ready to make another one.
Right?
Show this guy how to make a real mojito.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He didn't slap a single mint.
They don't have any juice. Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck's sakes.
Well, welcome back.
We're here.
Yeah, Monday. Mojito Monday.
Yeah.
Drew provided mojitos of varying flavors with all the same ingredients.
Yeah.
Papaya mojitos. Which...
Papaya.
Yeah, we're going to use the hard quotation marks on the papaya.
Yeah.
Oh, what's happening?
Feels good to be back.
Yeah, what were you doing here at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I work here usually at 7 o'clock in the morning.
What do you do at 7 o'clock in the morning?
You just get shit out of the way. Not a trash can. You got to get here like 6 o'clock in the morning. So you get here right before Starbucks opens. You know, you have a 10-minute meeting. You go to Starbucks at 6:30. You probably hit the floor at 7. And you're done by like 9. And then there's already people like kind of getting in your way. Because once the hoses hit the floor, dude, it's over.
So...
What you call the
They're going to stand there and call themselves a Starbucks that's only open for 6 hours in a day.
So you asked me about my morning to make sure that we could talk about Starbucks.
No,
closing
you
at
brought
1:00.
It up, and then my grievance just carried over into the conversation.
I can agree with you. There's no real reason for that. Even the staff in the hotel was disappointed at that option.
They said they're very upset. No. And the guy in charge was like walking by as my I even said it louder as he walked by.
You think
I saw
that's
the Starbucks
GM?
Logo on his.
Oh, they all got that. There's like. Yeah, four different types of shirts in there.
It said executive on it.
Yeah. You stand there long enough. That Starbucks guy is the guy doing the bar, maybe checking you in, selling you a candy bar at the store.
I tried to go see The Darkness last night.
But you didn't?
We thought they went on at 9, but they ended at 9.
Ooh.
Where was that? House Blues?
No, the Beegem.
The Beegem? Because they went to Tangerine after.
Fucking asshole. Did they really?
Yeah. Rick posted today. He was like, yo, like we just played for The Darkness in Tangerine.
Oh, my God.
Chill.
You gotta smoke cigarettes somewhere in a basement.
Dude, I saw him outside of the parking lot, and I'm like, I was with my buddy Hunter, and I could have swore I saw the lead singer just chilling outside.
Yeah, probably.
Puffing a dart, as they say. And I was like, that can't be him. He's on stage. So we went around, and he wasn't on stage.
Wasn't Knocked Loose last night, too?
Yeah, Knocked Loose. And
how did that band get so popular all of a sudden?
They sold out the House of Blues.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I saw them in a basement in Minneapolis at, like, a rec center. And there was maybe 25 kids there.
Jesus. Oh, wow.
And now they're just...
Now they're in your
Who else is with them? Someone else is with them, though.
Couldn't tell you. Ikulu or some shit.
Oh, Kubicon.
Kubicon, that's it. Ikulu's way cooler.
I don't know who Ikulu is, but... Wait, is that a band name yet?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on, I'll tell you who it is. Somebody, a random number. Intervals was another band that was there. Allegedly, they're good.
Nice.
But Kubla Khan and Knock Loose sold out the House of Blues last night.
When's Goth Mama Reba coming around?
Goth Mama Reba is a concept that will see fruition roughly about 2026.
Sick.
Yeah, that basement show lineup was way better. It was Misery, Rotting Out. Who was the other one on that? Suburban Scum from New Jersey.
Uh-huh. That sounds about right.
Yeah, they got in a bunch of trouble.
If somebody had to say...
Some drummer from some other band or something, it was wild.
200%. But, yeah, we tried to go see it. And then I saw Julie from whatchamacallit. She was pissed that she went to go see The Darkness and not Knock Loose.
Yeah.
But these things happen.
It was a better choice.
I'm pretty excited I might go
I
see them on Wednesday.
I would have gone for a thing called Love and then just walked out after.
That's all we wanted. Like, if
I just want to know if you can hit that.
That was like 90% of the crowd was there
and
for it.
And tickets were like 15 bucks.
They
weren't very expensive.
Yeah.
They have a lot. They're actually really good.
I'm sure they are.
They come up on the jukebox at the brewery and then people will also like play. Like, I think Brian, who's worked with me a time or two, will go in there and like pay for random shit to be played, and he plays a lot of The Darkness. And you did too. Don't you listen to The Darkness?
I played a game called The Darkness, but that's about it.
That was a long head shake.
You're going to sit there and play the new Red Hot Chili Peppers in the brewery, but you'll skip over The Darkness.
No, he won't do that again, though. We got to the bottom of that.
No, I just showed it so you can like, hear how crazy the new album is, but I'm not going to play that album ever again.
He's like, whoa, this
already
is crazy.
Already tired of it.
Already tired of it.
Oh, man.
No, I went to see Billy Talent and Isaac Hayes.
You went to Canada?
Yeah, just to see them.
to see Billy Talent and Rise Against. Frickin' Bieber's is playing down the street.
What, Bieber's tonight?
Right now. He's probably there right now.
There's a huge line around right the fucking now? Thing.
Oh, yeah, Bieber's out
there.
He
plays a show on a Monday at 3 o'clock.
Justin, he's got things to do. You know what? You'll quit your job to come see me. I'm out of here.
What it really was is he found out that it's like Burger Monday at the hotel here after 5. So he wants just to get that shit over with so he can be first in line.
He's going to be pissed when he finds out it's Wednesdays for the $5
he's
burger.
He's probably trying to dance. Did you look that up?
No, I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. It's never Monday. No one ever makes Monday special.
That's not true. World of Beer, American, American Social has $5 burgers.
Who else is doing a $5 burger that I don't know about?
Hold on,
should we get all the $5 burgers, line them up on a table?
Yeah, I'll see that next Monday.
Oh, so it is. So it's Taco Tuesdays. What time are you getting out of work tomorrow?
I don't know. I got that car insurance thing that might pop up.
You're going to set your car on fire?
Is that for the
yeah,
for the
that's
band?
What I got to do.
Taco Tuesdays, $2 tacos, $3 Coronas, $4 mystery shots, and $5 house margaritas.
Where?
Right here at the Marriott.
Yeah, that's true. I've been there.
And then White Claw Wednesday is $2 BYO burger.
Ah, see, Wednesday. Bring
$5.
Your own
beer, bring your own for $2.
Buyer. Build your own.
And then you have to pay $2 on top of
that. That's not true. That's not true.
I know. This is a, we're it's hoping not, that Marriott will give us some money is what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. Pitcher and pizza Thursday. Buy any pitcher of beer, receive a free one-topping pizza.
Well, that's three pitchers. That's three fucking
this
pizzas
this is what
right
a
there.
Paid sponsorship
I,
would sound
like. I do also have a feeling that pizza is 7 inches wide.
Yeah, true. It's a light frisbee. It's probably in a pasta bowl, so it folds in on itself.
First of all, if it's delicious, I don't care. No, I was already going to drink a pitcher of beer anyway.
Korean have barbecue you? Is too much work for you?
No, I like Korean barbecue. I think it's a great mix of the sweet and the spicy.
No, I'm talking about the act of
yeah,
having
Izzy
to
Bomb,
do
though,
it.
What a deal, though, right?
Yeah.
You know, what was that, like $20 for all you can eat?
I got $20.
Oh, for somewhat the Korean
yeah,
barbecue?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Usually and they take Bitcoin.
Yeah.
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 Forgot about that.
If I can make where it is there, Izzy too. Bomb?
They're on the, Colonial.
Across the street from Dancers Royale.
Yeah, you ain't heard about that thing? You know what it used to be? It used to be another gay club.
Why didn't we bring this up?
Yeah, it used to be a gay bar. Yeah,
that's where I've been in when it used to be an old gay bar.
And then it's not a gay bar anymore. You're like, I'm not fucking going here.
And then that ship sailed, and I was like, a new menu? Boring.
I have a grievance with paying someone for me to cook my own food.
Why?
Like the melting pot. Can we just stop making that a thing?
What's in there? Cheese?
You got to make your own. Like you boil your own meat. You cook your own food. Try it. It's good.
No. I can do that. I can do a hot pot.
I was just trying to make myself another mojito.
Oh, you got to use the papaya.
What do we got?
We got papaya.
Some papaya.
Then all the ice is behind the bar.
Is this the simple syrup?
Yeah, it's a simple papaya.
Gotcha.
Simply papaya.
That's why there's not as much sweetness in it.
Did we forget?
I'm thirsty, dude. I just busted ass at work.
What'd you do today?
Ruin?
Did you just move everything from one side of the warehouse to the other?
We got
to
be out again.
Oh, my God. Where's it going? Did you get your new facility?
Let's not talk about it right
okay.
now. That's another episode.
That's after it's over.
Yep.
Where did that soda water go?
Oh, yeah. I hid it from the world.
Yep. So it don't explode it again.
Yeah, considering it's inappropriate size for the table.
Unless you want to use this, but it's caffeinated.
No, it's kind of good.
Hey, the Dog Caffeine Island is rum fine. Is your territory, isn't it?
The Dog Island rum? Triple distilled, smooth, and clear. Dog Island rum is a distinctive blend of rich molasses.
How did you why
is it picture of Africa?
Didn't you approve the words on that bottle? You got to read it to describe
no,
it?
No, this was much before my time.
What does clear taste like?
What does clear taste like?
I don't know.
Let's keep trying.
Or Pepsi.
Oh, that's pure.
Didn't they have a Pepsi Clear?
Oh, yeah, Pepsi Clear.
They did.
So that was like, that came out. And I was in Minnesota at the time. It was like we used to go up there for every summer. And at the Mall of America, they were doing like a huge promotion for it. And we ended up getting like a case of Pepsi Clear because they just couldn't give the shit away. Like nobody wanted to drink it.
I know it was Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
That was it.
Well, there's Pepsi Free, Pepsi Clear, and Crystal Pepsi.
Oh.
No, Crystal Pepsi. No, it's not called Clear.
There wasn't Crystal. Something clear.
Well, I mean, it's clear.
Maybe
Pepsi.
Maybe it was. Maybe you're right. I'm probably wrong. But, yeah, it's wild times.
Hmm.
Does it taste like Pepsi? Because I've never actually had it.
Yeah.
I think about it.
I don't remember,
I remember it tasting enough like Pepsi not to be like
I mean,
Pepsi
it's just Pepsi without the food coloring, but, like, I think it's enough to play tricks on your mind that, like, you just can't accept it for what it is.
Yeah, you can't close your eyes and drink
it. It was, like, back in the middle of the 90s when they came out with, like, purple ketchup and...
Oh, God, like, I just miss prune ketchup. Shrek ketchup to you? Green ketchup?
That's a real thing.
God, I don't need Shrek to jerk Shrek off chup? My fries. Like,
I'm okay. I definitely do.
I'm okay.
Just saying.
With the easy squeeze bottles, that was like the first of their kind, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man, we were dumping ketchup on everything.
Don't want bottle. The water to everything come out. Got it.
And then
well, it was then, and we were getting got milk.
It was
milk
stopped.
And ketchup on everything.
It was stopped when they made squeezable peanut butter and jelly in the same bottle.
Oh, oh God, what was that side? Called? The ones that squeeze. It was like every
goobers
other?
Or something?
Yeah, goobers. They would do like, it would be the
I
like
think
segmented.
Smuckers had one too.
Or Smuckers too, yeah.
But that no, they, it was from Smuckers and it was called goobers.
Oh, maybe, yeah, that could be it. But it was like in a jar. Well, I think they had the squeeze side by side, but they also had the jar, and it was like the outside of the jar was like every other, you know, peanut butter, grape jelly, grape jelly, like
I
all
was
the
down
way around
with the jar,
room.
Yeah. Anytime like everyone on a camping trip, you just get a loaf of bread and a jar of that, and that was it.
Yeah, you just mix that in.
That's it. You just peanut butter and jelly out of one jar.
All right, here you go. You ready?
Good to go.
Go for it.
Peanut butter and jelly. Do they make those at Grilled Jesus?
No, they
if
should
PB&Js,
though.
Yeah, they don't.
Throw some bananas on it. You probably get through it. Rare Full Crystal Pepsi, 20-ounce bottle, limited edition, $9.99 plus $10 in shipping.
Can we still get but Zima? Like they brought
question.
It back for a little bit.
No, there's certain places that still sell
World,
it. Like,
World of Beer.
They're making it.
World of Beer
yeah.
in downtown Orlando.
Jolly Ranchers drop some
Who's
Jolly Ranchers.
There we go.
It's a little bit before my time, but
Where?
I at
Twisted
least
handle?
Knew like my older cousin was drinking it when I was younger.
Who's got Zima bottles?
Well, it was like for me, the,
they
one
have
of the
Zima
first like
Twisted
alcoholic
handle?
Things I tried was like uh-huh. a Smirnoff Ice or something.
Yeah.
So
in high school or something, somebody had like a watermelon peach Smirnoff Ice, and it was like, oh.
Must be nice. We were drinking natural ice in high school, and that, like before Natty Light became popular.
Yeah.
So, like Natty Light became popular like our junior year. So that's when we switched over to that. We're like, wow, we can drink a whole lot more of this, and it's the same alcohol content.
I definitely do remember that my buddy Ray, who would always throw parties in down over there off of Hoffner, and he had some deal with one of the keg places around. Mick Ultra kegs were the cheapest that you could get. And it was like, all right, shit goes down like water.
Another one was Big Flats from Walgreens.
Yeah.
They were like $16 a 24 case. It was made by like Stevens Point Brewing in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It was just like the cheapest beer ever. It actually tasted really good, but it gave you the shits.
I drank a lot of Keystone as a young guy.
Keystone?
Keystone?
Yeah.
They just lost that battle with Stone Brewing.
Did they?
Yeah, they got to change all their branding now again.
So yeah, they can't put the word stone in there.
Well, they can't just put stone on their can anymore.
Wow.
that sucks.
What? You remember that? Remember Rogue Pub?
They're still around.
No, but they changed their name.
What?
They're Rogue Pub now.
Roke?
R-O-Q-U-E. Because Rogue Brewing sued them.
They sent them a C&D. I doubt they sued them.
No, it might have been like an attempt to sue, but then they were like, hey,
you need to change your name
or you will get sued.
That one might actually get finalized. You don't want a piece of that.
Well, no, that's why they changed it to a Q, because everybody can pronounce it the same.
Rogue Pub.
They changed one letter on the sign.
I still call it Rogue Pub.
I know what I see when I see it.
I hate that shit.
No, it sucks for them.
It's like the same thing. At Broken Strings, we don't pay ASCAP fees. We don't pay any of those fees.
ASCAP?
Yeah. ASCAP is artists will put their songs. It's pretty much insurance on your music.
Well, that's because you guys have a jukebox and you only play through the jukebox.
So the jukebox itself pays those royalties out. That's pretty much how artists get their money. It's pretty much insurance.
Right.
So we'll have we've had a few bands in there that we have a strict originals only policy.
Yeah, sure.
So you have to have all your licensing before you come
in
here.
Still only gets you so far. RIA
as long,
will still come after you.
No, RIA, ASCAP, and what's the third one? BMI.
Yeah, BMI.
So
they're all suckers. You just quit answering the phone and they
go away. Yeah, they go harass somebody else until
we'll just have
they'll send you a bill for like $2.8 million and you just refute it and then you end up paying like $2,000 and you're good to go.
Whoa. Well, we don't plan on doing any of that. But the thing is all the artists that we have don't have any of their music backed by either of them. That's like it's just local small local bands.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, none of them have paid
as long
so
as they
with their
covers,
own music.
They're good to go.
Right, they don't. It's a strict no cover policy as of right now. I guess we're going to start paying it so we can get more music in there. But we'd had one band Soul Switch in there and we had posted pictures on our social media and then
they
2 days
RIA
later
licensed music. So
the Soda Water over there?
They're a bigger
yes,
band.
Yes, they do. Yeah, but
they
own
they
got
own
rights.
Their rights
they own the rights and they got permission.
Luckily, yeah, there's enough mint in here that I don't even have to.
That's see? Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He around. Is not a fan of the mint, Drew. I think he's
getting tell.
I think he's questioning your bar skills right
be
now.
Be honest with you, that might be basil.
Yeah, I thought this was...
You know, the thing is, greens and reds tend to clash.
That's what she said.
So real quick, back to Zima.
You just got the one that, like,
I know, I'm looking at
I muddled it all in that glass and poured it into
that
others.
Was the last one. That was
the last, last one with all the mint in it.
It was too. No, it was at the bottom. Oh. That was that kale salad, yeah.
So Zima, when they re-released it, the bar manager, the lady who did all the bar ordering for World of Beer in downtown,
yeah,
was leaving. It was like her last few weeks to work for Orange County Brewers, which was right around the corner back then. So she left there to work there.
And in spite, she just ordered like 30 cases.
Correct.
That's awesome. Wow. That's goodbye.
Yeah, she ordered a shit ton of Zima.
And I was about to say hi to her, but I'll hold off.
Orange County Brewers hired her, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
She was a manager. Stephanie was her name, I think.
Yeah, that's her name.
Does she still work for you guys?
Nah.
Now, do you guys have a couple of cases of Zima you need to offer?
Yeah, well,
what do you? I know you got Zima pulled up.
I'm just going through all their old swag, and honestly, I think we can revitalize this brand and not have to pay a single dollar in merchandise.
I'm in.
In a way, like, we could just purchase the rights,
dude. I think I can get enough of it off eBay where you can just start this brand up anew in town, and people will thought it just dropped.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that we could market it to like 21-year-olds and they would have no idea it ever existed in the first place.
We just have to go around with a bunch of Zima coasters and swap out all the coasters at all the bars for Zima coasters and have people ask them for Zima for the next like 2 years.
Start putting up Zima neon.
Just Zima everything.
And
just like drop it off at the bar and let the staff
Zima?
Hang it up.
What?
It's like it's like AMC stocks. It started off as a joke and now it's
all
huge.
Now people are getting letters.
Going up.
Zima, is that Miller Coors or is that
I think it is.
Budweiser.
I can't see any extra branding on here. I just see the Z's.
I thought it was Anheuser-Busch.
We're gonna find it could be.
That sounds like
I thought City Bev, now that I think about it, is the one that carries it.
Zima had other flavors?
Wait, so it is still around?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's order some for here.
Let's see.
Zima.
We'll just keep this cooler in here. Stock Zima.
Stock just with Zimas?
Yeah.
Zimas and Pixie sticks.
I have a Zima hand truck. It's like kind of rusty, but it says Zima. You can still read
there
it.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll use that for deliveries.
I have no idea where we acquired
it. Yeah, it's Coors.
It,
Coors Brewing Company.
We can do this.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, well, there's Miller Coors, there's Coors, and there's Miller.
Oh. Or is it Molson Coors?
Who knows? Can we call it Zima's? Starts with a Z, ends with a Z? Zima's.
Zima's Coors Brewing. Its own.
Clear
so mold. It's Alpha Coors Company, the holding company that owns Coors Brewing, merged with Molson and Incorporated.
Zima?
You think golfers like Zima?
They'll fuck Zima.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Zima came out in 93. If you're golfing now on a Wednesday, you got time. You see that? That's six Zimas.
I was
right
gonna say, dude, they were wearing. They're still wearing sweater vests.
So they do Zimas in cans now.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Only bottles.
You got to see that nice frosted color on the inside of that clear bottle.
That's true. Yeah, that's you got that. That lets you
know
there's that chill haze. You
it lets you know
shit.
It's malt liquor.
Yeah.
But it's still palatable.
Yeah.
Comes
in a classy bottle. That's
only
okay.
Just.
It tastes kind of like Sprite with like a hint of.
I think it was like pineapple and something.
I don't know how to describe it. But
there was like a fuzzy citrus to it. It was like an alcoholic Fresca.
It was literally like they
that's
just.
That's exactly
like,
what
it's
it was.
Supposed to be lemon lime.
It was like they just had like a vat of this stuff.
I believe that's where they were going.
And they just put citric acid on top.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It was a little sour. There was some sweetness, but it went away after the first one every time.
That's alcohol
you
for
the
you.
Jolly Rancher in there, kind of spiced it up a little.
That was it.
That's when we were getting Smirnoff Ices, and we would like put the powder in.
A little chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be our intro. It was a little chrome, 16 ounces, purple and yellow tuss.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm fucking. Yeah. We should bring Zima back. I'm
I tell you, there was.
But it's got
to
be like an
attack. Groundbreaking day when I had to go to Publix to pick up some medication, and they were like, "What flavor would you like that in?" And I
bubble
was like,
"Bubble gum, always, please."
That a birthday
flavor
cake.
Medication?
You got birthday
that's
cake?
A medicine flavor for kids?
Birthday
what do you
cake,
got?
Bro.
And they were like,
"No,
oh,
it shouldn't be
pink lemonade." Okay,
what about bourbon?
Birthday cake, bourbon.
Bourbon cake.
I never had a bourbon cake. Seven up upside down. Seven upside down.
Isn't it like a drunken
seven
monkey
upside
cake,
down cake
or something like that? Which is like a rum soap cake?
Try some of that.
Some of that monkey?
Yeah.
Not without no nuggets in my gut. You know what's going to happen.
Listen, we're going to need you because now we just, whether it's true or not.
It's true.
On Mondays, you just got to bring nuggets here.
It's true.
Yeah.
You just got to start doing it.
Listen.
Yeah.
What, we're
otherwise,
talking Chick-fil-A chicken
function.
Nuggets?
Yeah.
Like the big catering, like 50
It's not a secret
if
that Saturdays and Sundays are
the,
rough.
like platter of 50 nuggets, I will get it.
You can. They'll give it to you. They give it to
it's
me
like
all the time.
$14.99.
Yeah, it is. I gotta find this bucket.
We can
of
afford
nuggets.
50 nuggets every Monday. Eventually, we'll afford to pay him too.
We'll pay him in the
don't
side
put
of fries.
It in perspective like that.
No promises.
Yeah. Side of fries, bro. Side
did you
of
just
fries.
Figure out we were talking about you, or did yeah. you know the whole time?
Yeah. He's like, oh man, they're talking about pay.
He's like, forgot. God damn it, don't make eye contact.
Look, I want
the media.
Where's my media? Where's my media? Where's my media? Where's my media?
Oh man,
that's how Lamar Jackson feels right now,
dude.
Hey, what movie were we supposed to watch this week? Because I didn't watch it.
I was half in the bag when I said that.
Yeah. Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone.
No, that was what I said, but I thought we agreed on something
there it is.
Else.
There it is.
No, I mean, I could talk about Monkey Bone all day long.
Well,
oh, man.
Did you
that's
see
a
the
true
Let's
story.
Go Brendan, the meme? The Let's
with
Go Brendan with
fries.
Brendan Fraser's picture all over it?
No, but I love it.
That's so funny.
We're doing with Brendan Fraser?
It's true.
Here, I'll show
can we have him on next week?
Can we get a pop-up to
this? This phone is ungodly small.
Like, you like that, right?
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
I gotta strain my eyeballs.
You wear the watch. What's the difference to you?
Because the watch requires me to look at. The watch requires me to look at smaller things.
Yeah, but the phone's small, so it
big.
Doesn't take up space.
Look.
See, the problem
there's
is
like way better pictures of Brendan.
The problem is the phone is
that's
like
amazing.
The screen.
That's fucking great.
It's just
the screen's sufficient.
Yeah, but the phone is huge and the screen is there.
No, I think you got that backwards.
No, it's like Colin Kaepernick.
Holy shit, you can get a fucking 5-gallon bucket of Chick-fil-A fries.
See, he sees that just fine. I don't know what your complaint is.
Here's the thing. You
no,
ever looked at
you,
Colin Kaepernick's face?
Do you see that bucket?
It's not a 5-gallon bucket. It's probably like a,
it's like a
3.5-gallon bucket.
Bucket.
But
she's probably 4 feet tall, I would say. Yeah. Making those buckets look giant. Like waist to shoulder high.
But yep. She's carrying two of them, so that's like 5 gallons.
I mean, and that strap's bending, legitimately bending. There's got to be a pound and a half of fries on each one of
those
buckets.
If they better have a little grease trap in the bottom of those things.
No chance. Old fries at the bottom.
Your mouth is the grease trap.
It's like what, like how they used to put a slice of white bread at the bottom of like
barbecues?
Church's chicken.
Yeah.
You see that weird kid who's always eating them.
Always eating the bread at the bottom? Yeah. Always putting his hand at the bottom of my bucket?
Yeah.
Why is he in there fishing for that bread
kid,
slice?
No. That's to absorb the grease.
Oh, and
dude.
Then you eat it.
Oh, dude, I gotta try it. I gotta try it.
I don't like fried food.
What's a fried food you won't turn down? Like a shrimp. A fried shrimp is good.
I hate fried shrimp.
Okay. You won't turn down wings.
Okay. The chicken
American
wings
cheese?
Are my kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. That's everyone.
Chicken wings are like the greatest invention on earth. I just figured out where I want to eat now.
Chicken wing place?
I think Harry Buffalo.
Huh.
When was the last time you went to the Buff?
I was there for like a conference in the middle of the morning once. It was almost cultish.
Ooh. What?
But it was catered.
Oh.
Not by Harry Buffalo.
Even
think
more
about
cultish.
It.
That was weird.
Yeah,
why
it was
wouldn't
weird.
They cater it?
I don't know, because it was like 9 in the morning. I think they just needed the space.
Mirage.
Let me see it.
No.
I was showing a picture of my buddy Dusty.
Monday night, wing night. 6 boneless wings for $5. I want boneless wings.
There you go.
No, dude.
You know what I don't like?
Better
boneless wings. And I think I figured out why I don't like fried food, because a lot of it is breaded.
Yeah, most of it's breaded.
You're eating a lie.
Well, you can't really fry much without the bread. I want the crispy crunch.
Well, I'm sorry. If you don't use like a nice seasoned breading, go fuck yourself.
Like calamari. Like, what are you going to do with calamari if someone deep fries that by itself? You're going to hand me this greasy little shrimp ring?
I just won't eat it deep fried.
I'm
going to
do
the
squid
ring. I don't really eat too many things deep fried if I don't have to. Chicken
sure
wings are where
that?
I draw the
french
line.
Fries, no, french like, fries, french fries, you french fries?
I will eat french fries if they're there,
potato
but I do
skin.
Not seek them.
I think the thing
potato
is,
skins
frying
are fried.
Items
you fry
is
them
delicious. Frying them in oil is not always the best. Is that your issue? Like air frying, you're okay, but like grease frying? Like...
So I have found since air frying became a thing.
Oh, is that cheating
does...
for you?
No, it's not cheating. It's not even a, like a health thing. It's just like
a
flavor. A
none
flavor
of it makes
like,
any
you,
sense at all.
You're frying out all the A, the flavor, and B, any of the nutrients.
Not
you
with
can
enough
gain
bread.
From eating
you
that.
Fry
no.
it in.
Just eating.
No.
What about
you ever
fried
try eating
turkey?
A raw potato and then an air fried potato?
No.
You trying to tell me you air fried out the flavor?
You're not getting what I'm trying to say. Okay.
Let me try this potato.
I'm just saying air frying adds significant flavor to
air
certain
frying,
things.
I tend to enjoy that food a little bit more. But when I eat a piece of breaded fried chicken, I typically think, and it's not like I don't like the food. I mean, it is. I don't like the food. It just doesn't
no
do
anything.
What the fuck is he talking about?
But I'd rather have baked chicken or blackened chicken or grilled chicken than a fried piece of chicken.
Do you mean blackened is in the white way of saying like Cajun seasoned?
No, there's
no,
a difference
no,
between Cajun
seasoning.
And blackened.
Yeah.
Blackened seasoning's different.
Okay.
Blackening season is what you put on grouper.
I come from a family of chefs, okay? I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the culinary arts, okay?
Yeah.
You've had my dad's food.
You know,
before.
Each of those has their own place.
100%.
On my plate.
I ever
but
become
like,
a president.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
swims,
fried chicken.
It better not touch a fryer. I'm going after
swims?
Long John Silver specifically.
If it swims, you never eaten fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
I think it's okay.
Do you realize that frying literally creates like a casing on the outside?
Have you ever had a goddamn hush
so
puppy?
It steams on the inside. Hush puppies are amazing.
You're going to start heavy breathing if I start talking shit about hush puppies right now.
Hush puppies are amazing.
Yeah, there's no fish in them, but they go with
fish. I
want to
tell you, there is a difference.
Sometimes people
put
fish
in
them. Yeah. Well, that's a conch fritter.
Yeah.
But
it's basically
still delicious.
There is a difference between frying fish and pan frying fish.
No, they're, okay. Yeah.
There's battered and then
no, it's deep frying and pan frying are two different things.
That's just basically butter frying.
So I pretty much don't like breading, is what this boils down to. Mainly, that's like my main grievance. But I just
so
feel
just
like
don't like good
big
food.
Broiled, grilled.
What
those
he's saying is if
over.
You could do like boiled chicken and steamed broccoli,
that's
last
not
meal,
me.
Right hand.
Now,
sous vide. He's all about that. Sous vide.
I've never
just without the bag. Without the bag, so it just tastes like tap water.
Yeah.
No.
Chlorine chicken.
Never that.
Sweat
but
out.
no fried flavor, I promise.
There used to be a chicken lemon. Which they sold at BJ's Brewhouse, and that was a poached chicken, so boiled. And
no,
then
that poached is steamed.
Steamed and boiled depends.
Well,
they boil
is,
the water
poached
to
is
make
when you
the
like
steam to cook the chicken.
Soak it in whatever you're poaching it in. And
correct.
Like,
yeah, that's what it was. It was
well, lemon pepper or two.
Because poached eggs, you don't just hold the egg over.
Again, not fried though. So.
I know. He said boiled. I'm going on the boiled part now.
Okay, your dad right. is just...
I'm just mad right now.
So
that's
angry
all.
To hear this coming
just
out of your mouth right now.
I'm never going
to
hear it.
It's the most un-American thing ever.
My son
because
doesn't
I'll tell
know
you
what sauteing is.
I know what sauteing is. I know what poached is, too. That's what I was explaining.
You don't like stir-fried because it's fried?
No,
fried.
I love stir-fried.
Okay. Fry that chicken.
You trying to tell me a shrimp fried this rice?
You got to watch that Peaches YouTube video from, like, 2000 and...
Did you see the Colonel Sanders movie they put out?
No.
Oh, God.
But
do you guys remember
it.
When...
Oh, yeah,
so
I'll definitely
glorious.
Watch it,
it's so glorious.
KFC said, fuck the world and start releasing Xbox games.
KFC?
KFC.
Don't forget they've been, on a roll.
Or no, it was
lately.
Burger King. It wasn't KFC. Burger King.
Yeah. Burger King did that a while ago.
Mini
did
bike
you see
racing.
When they ended up coming out with an Xbox that also had a chicken warmer?
Yes.
That's great.
That's what it was.
I thought that was a joke.
No, no it existed.
KFC will do this.
Yeah.
KFC's on a roll lately.
I thought that was a joke.
No, they actually made them.
It physically existed. They didn't make many of them.
I have seen
what, five of them? Just
no,
like,
probably like 500
of them. My roommate actually also has one of the mini fridges that looks just like
from
like
KFC?
The new Xbox. No,
it's going
like
to be like the first
another,
Ronald
oh,
McDonald
that just sounds
toy.
Like a novelty. No, I'm talking about the KFC-branded like Xbox.
With a
no,
chicken warmer
chicken
built
warmers,
in.
With
yeah.
a chicken warmer.
100%. Let's find out.
How do we get one?
Dude, it's like the flamethrower now. It might be $7,000.
I mean, right now...
You can
like,
get those... You can get the remakes, though, pretty cheap.
Nah, I gotta get an original. I gotta have one.
Yeah, original,
that's the only way you get
thrower.
On the spaceship to get to Mars when this all goes down.
You think the federal government had anything to do with Elon Musk not being able to be on the board of Twitter? Because he, like, renounced... He was like, I'm not gonna be on the board
yeah,
anymore.
But he wasn't
Twitter's
be on
like,
the board.
We agree, that's not a good idea. Even though he's a majority stakeholder now at, like, 9.2%.
Yeah, he has
like,
a seat.
But the deal is, right now, he's not even allowed to tweet without permission from the federal government because he's, like, been swaying the market so heavily.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, apparently
so, like, I'm curious
if
the government stepped in and said, no, you can't
like
make decisions for Twitter because you're just going to start swaying the market again.
He was like, yeah, most definitely. Of course I'm going
to
do that.
Yeah. That was the plan,
yeah,
like, was
to
rich enough to free my down. Speech again. Yeah,
kind of
for,
the shittiest
on his
thing,
base.
Though, is, like, I just want to draw attention to the fact that this would have happened in the 40s if we had the infrastructure that something you said could be heard by 3 million people.
Other than news outlets?
Oh, yeah, the world would be...
If it wasn't fucking
we'd,
paper
we'd already be,
in the
like,
1940s,
nuclear
like,
winter if that was possible in the 40s. Like,
well, no,
you know.
I guess I'm just saying it because of the fact that, like, you almost can't blame Elon Musk for it because it's not like he forced all these people to follow his word.
You can't, but the fact is that he does, so the government had to step in and say, like, hey,
yeah.
like... You have too much influence to be saying
yeah.
things just willy-nilly.
He's becoming a market maker. He's done that before and screwed a lot of shit up.
Right.
Just kind of said something, shot it out in the dark. And
I just want to say that really quick, in the early days of this podcast, we had about 8 episodes dedicated to Elon Musk in a positive way, so.
Oh, I'm not being anything negative about Elon Musk.
I'm just saying.
I think he's a fun guy.
But it's something blast. We talk about. By the way, real quick, also, $3,100 will land you the KF console.
Ooh, how much? $3,500? $3,100. What is that split four ways?
That's 500 piece to get it here.
Yeah. I'm out.
So real quick, it's...
Nah.
So much for that bucket.
It's equipped with a nine.
Let's just get the
how
chicken.
How much is for the warmer?
it's equipped with an Intel NUC 9 Extreme. Oh fuck! Hold on. Extreme computer element.
What is that?
Or
like
compute
a,
element. That's called
a
the new king
card
of
that warms the chicken that from underneath.
Keeps it going.
The new king of tiny gaming PCs.
Oh, the chicken is the heat sink.
That's the heat source. Get out of here! That thing sends
chicken
back.
To run.
Yeah.
It sends the chicken back in time.
Or else it'll overheat. Yeah.
Terabyte of Seagate NVMe SSD cooler.
One raw piece of
Seagate?
Chicken per
hour.
No, it's there's nothing wrong with Seagate.
No, I have a Seagate 2 terabyte hard drive that I've been using for like 6 years now.
So I'll give you
supports ray tracing and can handle 4K TV gaming with rates up to 240 FPS.
That's a big piece of chicken.
this thing is pretty solid. But it's $3,100.
Like 3 tenders per hour.
It's not. Yeah,
and that's what it looks like.
Rotate?
Real quick.
Does it have a rotisserie?
That's
option?
What it looks like.
Fortunately, no. You have to open the little drawer and flip the tenders.
Oh, yourself.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
grab
it.
The glasses, real quick. Anybody, who wants bourbon?
Yeah.
I'll sniff a little. It's a little late for me now.
You want some bourbon?
No. Eric, I'll give you two guesses as the person who plays Colonel Sanders in this movie. Now, it's a Hallmark movie.
It's a Hallmark movie?
Yes,
Hallmark
I forgot
movie.
They made a I forgot they made one.
My grandmother
Hallmark
loves
movie.
Hallmark movies. That's all she
wants. You get one guess, or you get two guesses, I'm going to do one as well.
Well, so Hallmark, so it's a Canadian actor, first of all.
Well, you just tell me your two names. I'll let you go down your own rabbit holes. But go for it.
Hold on, I gotta figure out his name. Give me 5 minutes on
Steve
this.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, that's fine.
I promise I won't look.
If you need a hint, I can start cooking the hint up.
I'm just thinking of like white haired actors. Oh, what's the guy from Bad News Bears? Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Okay,
ooh,
next.
That'd be a good one.
Why Billy Bob Thornton? Why Billy? That would be great though if he was doing his Goliath character.
Who would make a good?
I will give you the. I will give you the.
Or
time.
Terry Crews.
Okay. You mean Camacho?
Terry Crews can play any character.
He can. Oh, all right. So I'll give you hints. You already blown through yours. I will give you the title of the movie. The title of the movie is A Recipe for Seduction.
Oh, I want to change my picks.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
I'll show you. Here.
Was George Costanza.
George Costanza?
Is that it?
I know. It's not a living person.
Come following, huh?
Here you go.
She just wanted to try the whiskey.
He wanted me to come. Here
you go.
Hey.
She got a pick? I was like, did you drink
both?
Yeah.
No, just one.
Damn, Eric. That's what his wife said.
Who is it?
What?
Here.
Who is it?
Here you
what
go.
Happened?
Eric.
Here.
What?
Take a look at it. Don't show anybody. Drew has a pick and Dustin has a pick yet.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh my God! No way!
Who is it?
Your two picks.
Who is it?
No, it was your two picks.
I would have never guessed that.
Who's your two picks?
Who is it?
Who's your two picks?
Mine was George Costanza. That's it. I only need one.
Wait, what was it?
No, he's already seen who it was.
Didn't he have like an animal show in the 90s?
I think so. Yeah.
Who is it?
Oh no!
KFC did a Hallmark movie. We're trying to guess.
He looks like
the
guy who had the animal show.
I'm sorry. Who was it?
Wait. So this is for what?
This is the actor playing in the movie on Hallmark. The movie's title is A Recipe for Seduction. It is the Colonel Sanders love story movie, presented by none other than KFC.
The big clue is he played Superman.
Who?
Gary Oldman? No, not Gary.
No, it was
Buscemi.
Not Steve Buscemi. That was your second.
I remember now. It was fucking. It was.
I played it in here one day for like 4 hours.
What was that? Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Let me see the picture real quick.
A Recipe for Seduction.
And it's like combed in white.
Oh, it's beautiful. And he's got the white goatee.
Look at it.
Look at this. Look how great this is. Look at Mario's.
Oh, no, that's not good.
It looks nothing like the commercial Colonel Sanders whatsoever.
This isn't that bad. Watch the movie.
Is he Canadian? Is he Canadian?
Mario Lopez?
His last name is Lopez.
I don't think so.
Not too many from Peru.
Not too many Lopez's make it north of the border.
Unless it's South Canada.
Of the Canadian border. It's too goddamn cold up there.
Is there a Southern Canada?
Oh, he's from San Diego. Yeah, he's basically Canada.
Oh, boy.
San Diego, eh?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bring it in.
To Mario Lopez in his newly found career.
To Mario Lopez and Colonel Sanders.
Ooh. Mm. Nice. Ooh.
I feel like only 117 proof, huh? Or I mean, only this is 117 proof, but it doesn't.
That's cask strength right there.
It's 118.
Cask.
Oh, I was like.
I should have brought a bottle of our bourbon over.
You should have brought a bottle of your bourbon. We've had your bourbon on the podcast before. Have you
heard of a crazy movie?
What?
Look up Tiptoes.
From Austin, Texas.
Tiptoes?
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Aged at least 2 years, which means it wasn't.
What?
I almost put in Dr. Sanders.
At least 2 years, which means it wasn't?
Yeah, yeah.
You like it?
Yes, thank you, sir.
You're good to go.
Means one of the means one of the barrels was aged at least 2 years.
Help lubricate the Monday.
Yeah.
We'll edit it out.
It's all.
I'm just saying we might want to post this one to get a lot of views.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to edit that part out, what you just said, though.
I'll just let you do the thumbnail.
But also,
no, check out Tiptoes.
Okay, this Colonel's.
Yeah, what's up with you guys using my face for these Instagram posts I've been seeing lately?
I get bored, I start chopping stuff up.
Are you mad?
Just like perusing my Instagram.
I was just cruising like every now and then, like I just because
you
like,
had the
hey,
one of me in the lake, like that this. That was like last year or something, but that was funny.
I was using that for sensor pictures. Yeah. Who's this guy? Dolph Ziggler? Who's Dolph Ziggler?
You don't know who Dolph Ziggler is?
I'm learning about him now.
Is that Dolph Lundgren's brother?
Dolph Ziggler's hilarious.
You think they all have the same first name?
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler is a wrestler.
Dolph Ziggler, Dolph London.
Dolph Ziggler, I think, is a wrestler.
Dolph Dad. Yeah. Billy Zane was the gold Sanders.
Golden Sanders.
Would you say he was the golden
He was the golden Sanders. Rob Lowe has been. Rob Lowe has been Colonel Sanders.
Ray, that's funny, that? Dustin. Where'd you come up with
I
that
I just
one?
Thought about it in my own head.
I cooked that one up in my own brain kitchen.
in my own KFC brain kitchen.
Ray Liotta has been Colonel Sanders.
It wasn't deep fried. It Ray was Liotta poached.
Was Colonel. What?
Yeah. Goth Mama Reba was Colonel Sanders once.
Reba McIntyre was Colonel Sanders.
She did. Dude, the Colonel?
So... that's why I know Jason.
But not
Alexander.
From the movie, but yeah, it's definitely.
First
him.
Of all,
when I roll over this cable with my chair, do you hear that?
No.
Is that something you can hear?
No. It just fucks up the cable.
Yeah.
Bjorgensen.
My equipment.
Yeah.
Bjorgensen, the mountain was the colonel once.
There's been a lot of colonels.
It's just an XLR cable. It's only like $65.
RoboCop was the colonel
no.
once.
No, that one's the one you can run over a couple of times. It's about 140.
Oh, this is the good one.
Yeah.
What if they got all the Colonel Sanders characters together in a room and let them fight it out?
And whoever wins gets to be like the. It's going to be the mountain.
Yeah. They get the recipe.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Robo Colonel's in here, so I don't know. There's some tough.
Robo Colonel Sanders?
Yep.
What is that,
holy
Josh
shit.
That
is mean, he like facing original... off against Velocipaster?
No, it's even cooler than that. The original RoboCop actor put on RoboCop and then did Colonel Sanders at the same time.
Oh my God.
Robo Sanders.
And I know what I'm doing for Halloween this year.
Robo Sanders?
Yeah, just any form any of Sanders. Sanders. I'm going to do Lobster Sanders.
Lobster Sanders.
Yeah.
The Costanza one was the best.
Oh, I can't wait to see Sandy Sanders.
Has a bowl cut and a Karen.
And a claw, just one claw.
I love how this conversation just moved in from my hate for fried food to...
Colonel Sanders' greatest hits.
Yeah.
And the great actors that have supported
the
KFC dynasty.
The Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I will.
Oh, it's going to blow your mind. There's like 16 minutes.
So is it like about the history of KFC?
I can't
KFC
do that to you.
Or?
It's about the recipe, bro.
It's just a love story.
They show
it's
you
Hallmark
the recipe.
Channel.
They show you the recipe.
You know what I did hear about
Colonel Sanders?
I can't
help you.
It's a secret.
You have to see. It was a secret
until
Hallmark got it.
Hallmark got a hold of it.
They're blowing things out of the water.
Pretty good whiskey, actually.
Who's this Tiptoes?
It's very appealing.
Is Gary Oldman a dwarf in this?
Yes.
The end of his knees. Finally,
not that
no,
this
they
is
did.
Sweet.
Yes.
Still
the CGI
Austin.
Feet at the end of his knees.
I finally had
their fake feet at the end
Natty
of his knees.
Vodka.
He walks around on his knees, man.
Well, no, I get that.
Oh, the Natter
taller
days?
Person.
Didn't they have that at that place we went to?
What is this guy, like a really rich little guy? And meets Matthew McConaughey with his money?
No. The thing is, Matthew McConaughey meets a woman.
Yeah.
Her parents are little
who
people.
Who would have thought? Guy crushes
her parents
ass.
Are little people. And Matthew, the whole movie is about the fact that Matthew McConaughey is scared he's going to have a little person as a child.
But his girlfriend's fully grown.
Yeah, so...
And the little guy's rich, so who gives a shit if your kid's tiny or big, you're
fallacy.
About to get loaded.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? We're having a different conversation
two fully
over here.
Grown people can't have a little person.
Wait.
Well, let's pull out the Punnett
That's
squares.
That's science.
Did you do the Punnett square? Science. Let me see it.
At one point I did. Yeah. I don't have it with me. But no.
We need a goddamn whiteboard. Is that in the budget?
No. Two fully grown, like
we'll
two
a piece of paper
full-sized adults
we'll
cannot have
put it on the window.
That's it.
A dwarfism child. It's recessive.
Two fully grown adults.
Double recessive. Gene.
Yeah. So it's the same thing with like blue eyes. Like,
right.
You can't two people with.
Well, I'm a redhead. I understand what a double recessive gene is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
hanging,
you're
been hanging out with
blue eye at that.
Yeah.
Since
hanging
when
out with
are
it
you
for
a
while,
ginger?
Yeah.
Anyway, real quick, what do you think of the whiskey?
I loved it. I think it was fantastic.
Yeah.
You're a fan?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's good. What's in it?
It's delicious.
Sick. It says it's cask strength.
Cat, which means it's not cut with water. I've had cat the other strength? Version too. It's good.
Yeah, that's not what that means.
Who's been cutting whiskey with water?
No, they just mix it with other things before they dump down the ABV before they put it in the bottle.
No, that's just a... cask strength just means that it's over like 100 proof. Mm-hmm. Basically, there's no like it's definition the same of it
until it's supposed to be. No, because
coming out of the cask, it's probably still at like 130 to 150 proof, and that's not you can't sell that as bourbon. So
that's good.
You're gas. Wasting money.
Yeah. Nah, gas is going up, whiskey's going down. Let's get it.
Gas is up,
whiskey powered.
No, gas is down. I was in
407 now.
North Lake County yesterday, 379. Oh. And I got back to Claremont, and it's still 397, which is 2 cents cheaper than when I filled up 2 days ago.
And that pissed you right off.
It pissed me right off that I didn't just top off my tank out in freaking Eustis.
But getting out and going to the gas station is such a burden. Were you going to
Wolf Branch out there?
Yeah, I did go to Wolf Branch, actually. We were going to go to Mammoth Oak in Leesburg. I was meeting up with a buddy of mine, but they were closed.
Shout out to
Mammoth Oak. Change your website. I know it says on Google that you're closed, but your website says you're open on Sundays.
Motherfucker.
But we did go to Wolf Branch. Shout out to them. Their beers are pretty cool for what they're doing over there. So we did not go to the Mount Dora Marketplace one. Ooh. We went to the Eustis Original Brewery.
Also, shout out to David Carmichael.
They just got a new spot in Leesburg, though, so they're going to have their third tap room with another bigger system going in. So good for them.
Wow. Wolf Branch?
Yeah.
Well, they're just...
They're putting a 5-barrel in over in Leesburg. They got a 3-barrel in Mount Dora, and they got the 1-barrel at their original in Eustis.
See, it's like, wow. They got that slow money.
Yeah.
We're getting it. Don't worry, we're getting it.
We're going to hit all of the smaller towns with cute, quirky Hallmark charm, if you will. Yeah,
suck them dry and get them high.
And then we're going to go fuck up Orlando.
I hate to say, big guy, I feel the same about
Broken Strings.
Davenport.
Oh, Davenport's great.
No, like,
it's a small town.
They're not ready for a brewery yet. We were talking about this yesterday, too. The Davenport is the new Claremont of Orlando. And
Davenport.
I don't think Davenport's ready for a brewery yet.
Davenport's too British.
Here's why you're wrong.
Only one side of Davenport, though, because the rest of it's all rural.
I agree.
So, here's why you're wrong. Because there's a main vein.
Because you live there?
I respect you, but you're wrong.
There's a main vein right through Davenport.
To Highway 27?
I-4. It's right there. Goes right through Davenport.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anyone lives, wants to stop there. It's
That's the whole reason why people did go.
Justin says, there's something right across the street in Davenport. It means it's 3 miles down the road.
Exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't 3 miles down the road. It was across the street and up two lights.
What is it?
It was a Target that was across the street and up two lights.
That's pretty far for a Target.
If you say across the street, I just imagine walking distance.
You weren't there for me and Dustin, trying to make plans to go to Davenport so you could get a change and shower.
You said you're going to your girlfriend's house in College Park-ish, wherever that might be. Or Park College.
Any goddamn way. Yeah. I don't live in Davenport.
And I still haven't made it
I live in Dr. Phillips, which is about 30 minutes from Davenport with traffic.
Oh my God.
Dr. Phillips, Davenport, they're like the same
place. It's about 10
minutes. They might as well call them the same thing.
Kissimmee, Davenport, yeah.
Plant
Dr.
City.
Dr. Phillips.
Kissimmee, yeah. Sanford, whatever.
Fucking Lakeland. Yeah, it's all the same, dude.
They're not even the same counties. Yeah. Kissimmee is in Osceola. Davenport is in Polk County.
There's
and
like
Dr.
Seven
Phillips
residents
is in Orange
in four
County.
Corners?
And Plant City's in Hillsborough County.
Yeah. So, yeah, Plant City's a little off.
I've never lived in Plant City ever, number one.
It's just the most triggering.
Polk County.
He's talking about Polk City. He meant Polk City.
City's also, I think, in Hillsborough County.
No, it's...
No, Plant City's in...
It's in Polk County.
Yeah, you're right, Polk City.
Stop by Celebration. Say what's up to Nick.
Celebration. Nick lives in BVL.
Oh.
So he lives closer...
It's over by Fantasy of Flight.
Zephyr Hills.
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever been to Fantasy of Flight, though?
Oh, no, good thing.
It's really fucking
cool. They're not open anymore, though.
I think they are.
Most of your emotional connection with the Fantasy of Flight is passing it when you're driving to Tampa and saying,
seeing that guy hang from the...
30 more miles until the casino. That's
over an hour left.
Yeah, 30 more minutes to Hard Rock. Yeah,
30 more to the Hard Rock.
Thank God.
All right, so the reason why Davenport is primed...
Go ahead.
Because it's 75% vacation homes.
Yeah, that means it's...
And 90% of those people, the dads kind of want to get away.
It's good.
No. First of all, this one, now I just poured bubbly into it.
Yeah, that's why.
Anyway, it made it more like a Zima.
It's 75% vacation homes now. And
I think it always has been.
Well, it wasn't for like about 3 or 4 years ago, it wasn't. Mm. And then this housing boom came in and like all these big companies just started buying up the vacation homes, because you'd be surprised how many of the tourists in Orlando stay in one of these houses.
Yeah, Davenport's probably one of the better hotspots.
Anyway. So
I ain't fucking around.
They you could bring your whole family and pay hotel prices for a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house.
Yeah, definitely.
With a pool.
Yeah, it's nice.
So it's pretty
working hard all afternoon.
It's pretty hard, or it's pretty easy to
full day's work already.
It's pretty easy to sell the neighborhood in that regard.
Yeah, the vacationers, because they got to go eat and drink somewhere. But
right,
I only know of one pub in Davenport. I know of one Pizza Hut.
What's the pub?
I don't know. I can get you there.
So here's the thing. Champions Gate in Davenport, you could virtually say they're the same thing because they're separated by...
I don't know.
They are, because... In Champions Gate, the 7-Eleven, you can't go to on midnight after Sunday to buy beer, or Sunday after midnight to buy beer.
Okay.
But the one directly across the street, which is a BP, you can buy beer on a Sunday after midnight.
Because it's in Davenport?
Because one's in Davenport and one's in Osceola County.
Ooh,
there's just a lot of smart people buying beer after midnight.
Across the street.
So Davenport and Champions Gate are essentially the same exact thing. That Chili's was the number one Chili's in the Southeast for like over a decade because it was the only place to go eat.
It's the only place to eat.
And then Applebee's went in down the street, but now that one exit has
Miller's Ale House.
Yeah, they got the Ale House. They got. I'm pretty sure someone just died back there.
That's
Ale
House. Okay.
They got the Chili's. They got a Red Robin. They got a Panera Bread. You know, once a Panera Bread goes in,
it's everyone's fucking, coming.
Davenport is primed because it's a main vein between Tampa and Orlando.
Yeah, you just got into real estate in here.
And have you ever tried to drive through Davenport?
Yeah, it doesn't take very long.
At Fork, it takes a long time.
I'll whip from
the
bitch.
From the Disney Power Lines or like 429 Celebration area to Champions Gate, actually. I have been in line for over 2 hours once.
I've been in that lockdown once.
After that, I want to pull off and get a fucking beer.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
So you want
to... Well, so you got to travel another 20 miles down to Brew Hub.
Yeah.
No, it's... Because
I ain't stopping in Davenport.
No, not for
There's
sure.
There's plenty of things to stop for in Davenport. It's always been
like,
a stop.
Like what?
Right when you... So the 27 I-4 meetup has always just been a place for people to get gas.
You can go to the Westworld store, get a pair of moccasins.
Yeah, dude.
When was the last time you were there?
to get those moccasins. To buy a pair of fucking Minnetonka moccasins.
When was this?
Like 4 years ago, because they last forever.
So they've already been bar rescued over there.
Who?
So right where that store is behind
the moccasin shop?
There's like a... No, it's right behind the moccasin shop. It used to be called the Brass Rail. And then it got rescued.
The biker bar over there you're talking about.
Kind of. Biker bar.
A biker bar, that's like because they don't want to drive all the way to Lakeland to pull off. They got to pull off in Davenport. That's the only people that would pull off in Davenport.
It's a growing city.
A bunch of fucking bikers.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, because they don't know anything
There's
about Davenport.
There's five, like...
Are you talking about Lucky's Corner Pocket?
That is what John Taffer renamed it, Lucky's Corner Pocket.
They closed it.
Little John Taffer, I love that, man.
Yeah, well, it was Brass Rail, then it was the Lucky Leprechaun, and now it was... Or then it was Lucky's
Corner. So you got one bar in Davenport.
Oh, there's a lot
no,
more.
No, Lucky's Corner Pocket closed.
Well, yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
People got confused with
that. Because it's in Davenport.
Time out. Yeah. There's
and,
a
the,
really
and the name's a little
There's
elusive.
A very good bar in really Davenport that is still here. Kicking that this podcast has done two different episodes at, which is 1845 Tap House. Shout out to them. Gotta love them. They're still going strong.
You know, you could just drive up 27, go to the 18th hole over in Polo Park.
So first of all, you're one of like...
Lefties, left-hand bars.
Only you and I know about the 18th hole. Just like only you and I know about the shitty titty.
I've actually never been there. I used to walk across the street at Denny's Irish Pub like,
I know
when I was
all
like
about,
17.
Lucky, I know all about the 18th hole. Or 19th hole. Whatever it is.
Oh, it is the 19th
hole. It's the 19th
hole.
Yeah. Yeah, get your shit together. Yeah. And you know all about the shitty titty, as they call it.
That's South Claremont. Well, no, because that's well, no, that's
right
still,
across.
No, that's still on Lake County side, so that is South Claremont still.
Yeah, it's called Club 27 Cabaret.
Oh, in Davenport?
Oh, yeah. Club 27, that's further up. Though.
That's the shitty titty.
That's further up.
That's right across the county line.
No, it's in Lake County. It's still Claremont, Club 27.
Club 27 is right across the county line.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who work there. Like, just about like...
They don't tell you that about getting older.
Half the mostly hot girls from high school work there at some point in time.
Well, that tells a lot about Lake County.
Yeah, sure does.
There's a lot to
changed,
Davenport,
okay.
By the way. We got a... Or Davenport, before Dr. Phillips, I believe, has a... What's it called? We go there all the time by my house. The fucking bar. Paddy Wagon.
Mm. Oh, that's where you tried to get me to go the other day.
You would love Paddy Wagon. That's why.
Yeah, there's a lot of sleuths in there.
There is. Yeah, Kitty O'Shea's is it. Kitty Shitty O'Kays.
Do they have multiple locations?
No. The Paddy Wagon does, but Kitty O'Shea's does.
Let's just go to Sloppy Taco Palace.
Yep.
I'll go there as long as it's during the day.
I'm in.
True. Yeah, what happens tonight?
I won't go there when those animals that work at Universal get out of work and start fucking invading my territory.
Dude, service industry people.
They are the worst. I'm not kidding. I refuse to go to... We've had this conversation.
You know, and I come to the realization that a service industry person isn't bad. A group of them is a nightmare.
Oh, my God. They're the worst. Get one of them and then you can be like...
Last time I went there, I tried to hit on your ex-wife's...
Twin sister.
Sister's... gay friend who
is gay. Yeah.
You're talking about Brandy. I forgot you were there.
She's a cutie.
I thought his name was like Genesis or something.
No.
No, he's Brandy. The lady one.
She's a lesbian.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of... No, what's his name?
Brandy. Oh, you're thinking of Bruno
Galaxy
and Christoph?
Or Genesis or...
What?
Who the hell are you talking about?
Marianne's friend. What's his name?
It's Nebula and Azel.
No. Azel. Nebula and Azel.
Nebula and Azel. You gotta. I can't remember them individually, but if
so
I try to remember them together.
That it came out to be Nebula and Azel. Because I really don't sound so bad thinking Galaxy.
Nebula is the girl, and she's not gay.
No, I'm
Azel
just saying
is the.
Can
the
you
male.
Tell me the difference between a nebula and a galaxy? Because I don't know. I'm honestly asking.
One's got pierced ears.
I'm pretty sure a galaxy.
One of them is gay.
One of them
is
gay.
A whole bunch of different solar systems, like going around.
I think
one
a nebula.
Thing,
right.
Nebula,
I follow.
I think a nebula is a collection of galaxies.
We could Google
maybe,
it.
Maybe. Yeah, we could.
I think it's like.
Yeah, but then we'd have to like do
rather
that.
Rather than just tell me, and, you know.
That's what I thought.
So roll with that.
Tell
that.
Everyone
you about
I know what a
Azel
nebula is
before
now.
We end this podcast. This man has successfully shit in one of my closets. Not mine, Marianne's. And then one day I'm walking out of the garage where we're all drinking. It's a true thing.
You saw his butthole.
No. I'm walking into my, you know where my fireplace is?
Yeah.
I have that big rug there. He's peeing on it. And I'm like, why are you peeing on your on the rug? There's a bathroom right there and the door's open. He goes, fuck this rug.
Fuck this on your rug.
He literally looked at me with his dick out and said, fuck this rug. Oh, it was beautiful. Do you guys want to open up this beer and drink it before we go, or are we good?
We can do whatever you want.
I'm trying to find the oldest
my thing
bar
is
of
I
Laura.
Do gotta go in probably about 7 minutes.
So we'll save the beer for next week.
You put it in the fridge. We'll dock it.
It's in the fridge. Is this mint fermenting
in
here?
Yeah, I get that. I get the mints.
Well, officially the new Broken Strings.
Can release?
No. Our entire new brew system is officially on the back of a semi truck right now.
When's that getting installed?
To hopefully.
What do you guys do with the barrel system?
We're gonna sell off some of it.
Hell yeah.
We're
going to
keep two
Call
fermenters.
They're interested.
Yeah, they've been looking at expanding.
We got a few of them.
Hourly.
We got a few people that are interested.
Yeah. Nice. What's going to happen to that hot dog cart? Is it a package deal?
It's gone.
Who bought it?
Some dude.
For how much?
I don't know.
Because we talked about that. He wanted what?
$3,500,
which did it include the license or not?
He probably sold it for like $900.
No, he sold it for $3,100, I think.
He paid too much for it and then
he
wanted
bought
even
it
more.
And then no, I think he sold it for
hot dog desk. Watch out, bro.
The funny thing about it is, Charles is one
I'm
of
sorry,
the
your bare hand
easily
hot dogs.
Easiest. I don't want to say triggered, but like he gets frustrated with people very easily. So people will open up like, "What's the lowest you'll go for the hot dog cart?" And he's like, "What? What's the fucking highest you'll go? Let's start there."
Yeah. What's the most you'll pay?
I'm not showing you my cards. Yeah. Okay, I got the product.
Well, no. I mean, I'd say that's just a shrewd businessman, and that's
a question
acceptable.
You have to ask. You would be upset
the
if you never asked it.
They're trying to skip the bargaining.
Well, I mean, that's the thing.
Like,
is,
what's the lowest you'll take?
What do you want?
Like,
there's
no,
a reason
that's
why, like, the anecdote about bargaining is the first person to list a number loses.
Correct.
Because it's true. The first person who's like, oh, no, this... When one person lists a number and it shocks the other person goes to their maximum or minimum. If you're like, hey... less I'll sell it for is $3,900. The other guy's like, wow, most I'll pay is $3,500. Okay, $3,500, deal. Done. We're sold. First person to list the number loses, so.
We're gonna just watch that.
I can understand that.
We haven't gotten to your business idea this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I did notice that because I started watching the best of Pawn Stars.
I think you should
YouTube.
Be a mint farmer, personally, but.
I mean, I'm gonna put this much in the mojito.
Hey, man, that sounds mint, dude.
good.
That job
I'm
is
just
going to
be minting money out there, over there.
I could see you in all green all day, but like a leafy green.
No, man. The best idea would literally be one of those guys that just start up a business that argues people's credit card fees back for them.
Ooh, nice.
That's good. Or you can go stand on the street, yeah, the orange guy, and sell mint next to him.
There you go.
Like as an air freshener, too.
Whilst your product you're has also more disputing credit card charges,
yeah,
mm-hmm, and debt.
Yeah, you could do that while you're selling mint.
Easy. Easy peasy.
You smell good.
You ever heard citrus and mint? It's a noteworthy combination.
With honey.
What are we? What cocktail are we making next week?
I don't know. It's up to Drew, actually.
Are you doing cocktails? I was going to bring some more cellar beer.
I was hoping we could do something more with mint.
Don't you have a mint beer in the back?
Maybe. Pepper mint.
I think we should do every single one of Pitbull's mojitos.
How many were there? Like 100 and something on there?
50 something.
Yeah, there's like three bases.
Well, that could be like a whole season. Jesus. You know, we could do every Pitbull, you know, mojito ever.
And just make it at the beginning, but make the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And we all shave our heads for it.
Oh, yeah, man, now you're pushing it. We're
all just rapping 305 Anthem the whole time.
Mm-hmm. We'd just say Dale the whole time.
No, we all just wear bald caps. There we go.
There you go.
Pitbull on unseen
ball caps. Just tighten that bitch on there.
Do we go back to Big Storm today and see the shit show with all the goddamn Justin Bieber fans?
You could leave and see the kids.
How big was the line?
Sounds like a nightmare.
When I drove past, there was already
12 Bieber fans?
Afternoon.
12 children baking in the sun?
No, it was 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
12 moms baking in the sun for their children.
At least 30, 40, 40.
People.
People just like camping out there.
But the thing is, they have a ticket.
I will say,
why are they a ticket?
Why are they mingled at the floor, people, so there's no like assignment seats.
Oh, okay.
Also,
it's GA.
When did I leave here this morning?
So they're first in to get merch and then
7:40, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. It's one of those. If you're standing
around,
it was
just after.
Do we know anyone going tonight?
I drove by the Amway Center at 8 o'clock. Just after 8 o'clock this morning, and there's about six of them waiting outside the box.
They're probably like $80.
I can already picture it.
Tom, I'll give them half now and half.
It is a all-white Hanes t-shirt with Justin Bieber airbrushed on the front with Orlando, Florida.
With like Tweety Birds on
the
sides.
At
the
bottom, exactly. And it costs $38.
Anything airbrushed, I just immediately think like Looney Tunes, like those old Tweety Bird t-shirts.
That's messed up.
Or the stickers of like Buzz Bunny with a hoodie behind him and like.
So you've been to the
smoking
Magic Mall.
A cigar.
That's all I think of. All I think of is hood funerals every time I see Airbrush.
Hey, Magic Mall, I'm going to go get me a grill.
Yep.
And
a grill, a pair of Nike ones that are knockoff, and then.
Knockoff Bapes. You got to get them Bathing Apes.
Oh, man.
My buddy had the coolest knockoff Bape jacket in high school. It's hilarious.
Knockoff what jacket?
Bathing Ape.
Yeah.
They're like a Japanese streetwear brand.
Yeah, this guy killed it for
super expensive.
He killed it for a minute.
Soulja Boy had like multiple songs about
you
Bape.
You look like we just broke you.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Soulja Boy was a huge Bape.
I'm just trying to think of all the
man.
Things that were like hot and. Haines City is pretty weird.
You've seen that logo.
With the gorilla, like with the bearded gorilla.
I'd have to see what it
you've
looks
seen,
like.
You know,
or you know, you'd have like
with the camo, like I mean, it's all
you'd have Bugs Bunny with like rings and a grill in.
So
and like,
my Haines City is like half hood and half country.
Yeah,
literally split right down the middle.
Oh, I gotta go back.
Numbers wise, so the hot stuff was like NASCAR jackets.
Yeah, Soulja Boy song.
But not from the countryside, from the hood side.
Oh, like Raise Hail, Praise Dale.
That's fucking logo.
No, it's not.
You've seen that shit.
I do not. I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
It's not popping up. Just like I just had to, the other day, or last time I was here, I found out who Bad Bunny was. I'd never heard him before.
Who the fuck is Bad Bunny? I don't know who that is.
He's a, what style of
is
music
that like
would you call that?
Dave Navarro's alter ego?
He is from Puerto Rico. Seabass. What style of music is Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny?
Is it reggaeton?
Yeah, reggaeton.
Yeah.
He's from Puerto Rico.
Okay, yeah.
You're a resident
so
Spanish person.
I'm glad I wasn't wrong about that.
They're basically hired.
Yeah.
They have all
diversity
these things
hired.
Now. What is all this shit?
No, we got a ginger.
Mr.
You're
Bathing
just here
Ape,
we love
Baby Milo, Bape Home, Bapey, Apey, Bape Black. What the fuck is all this shit? I just want them shoes with a fucking star on the side. Yeah.
Or I just want one of those jackets that's got all the different fluorescent colors on it.
I'd have to see what these jackets look like because I do not remember.
Dude, but they're like $800 for a jacket.
Why?
Because it's Bathing Ape, dude. Because
it's the same reason Gucci costs
$800. Dude, look at this. Here's a fucking t-shirt. I flower AP. It's like I heart AP, you know? What the fuck does this shit cost? I thought it was there. So it's all in yen. A pleated skirt, 10,000 yen. What's the exchange rate on that?
That to me reminds me of vape.
It kind of looks familiar.
Fluorescent, like streetwear.
Looks familiar-esque.
$80 for a skirt. That was just the first item I saw on the thing.
Weird.
That's actually pretty cheap.
$375 for a jacket.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, like, they have, like, tees for, like, $180. Yeah. Like, a fucking t-shirt.
Well, I think...
I'm sure it's soft.
What do you guys want to eat?
You might actually be more familiar. They were, like, the supreme of, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah.
I still...
They were only expensive because the fucking name.
Yeah.
And because they were, like
they're exclusive. Yeah, we're everything's limited to, like, 150 items, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just... they were backed by Soulja Boy, and, you know, like...
Once the early 2000s hit, I found out who Norma Jean was. S.O.D. Money Gang. I only cared about Warped Tour t-shirts.
What? Yep. Warped Tour t-shirts?
Once 2000...
Dude, I have a shit ton of Warped Tour stickers from 2012.
Everybody does. Fuck.
I just found my bag of stickers, and there's like Soulja Boy. I must have just grabbed a whole pile of them or something. Yeah.
Got like 30 stickers from one band?
It just says Warped Tour 2012.
On Soulja Boy's debut album, or the one that has the Superman song on there, he has a song where he says he was a doo-doo head dummy.
Yeah, the Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
You a doo-doo head dummy.
No, there's hilarious old rap lyrics. There was, I'm pretty sure it was The Game. Or no, it's Young Jeezy. He talks about, oh, he got a house and his rooms have rooms. Like, no, those are closets.
You know, there was like some beef hilarious between Soulja Boy and I don't remember who it was. It might have been like Jay-Z or Kanye West or something. And one of them like bought Soulja Boy something that he didn't like. And so he bought them a popcorn machine.
Huh.
And it was just like, here's a popcorn machine because you're just a fucking asshole. Yeah, like they're trying to like throw shade.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they sent something to Soulja Boy and then he just sent them a popcorn machine.
Hey, where were we eating?
I don't know. You were supposed to come up with that. You had a good idea, but then you didn't.
It doesn't start till Wednesday.
The Ace Cafe?
Well, you don't want to go to Ace Cafe.
I can't eat there.
Ace Cafe fucking sucks.
I was going to say, yeah.
It's right there. That's the only reason why. I'm trying not to drive.
So is Beth's Burger Bar.
Oh, exactly. Beth's.
Beth's a slam dunk.
Yeah, rather just walk to there.
I think we're going to Beth's.
There you go.
Who's walking? That's a great idea. You walk to Beth's?
I'll walk there.
Beth has like a fucking 6-inch patty on their burgers.
I got a 6-inch patty just thinking about it.
She does a really good patty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll call ahead. I thought they were closed. Oh, that location might be closed. The one next to Old Gringo's?
Orange Avenue. I think they have another Orange Ave location.
That's on Michigan, damn near. Yeah. It's past Michigan, going towards the coin exchange guy.
I got shit to do.
And there's one in Lake Mary. Yeah. I think there's only two now.
We do gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we all gotta bounce. All
right, we're leaving.
I gotta go to Lake Mary.
Yeah.
All right, anything to shout out before you guys leave?
Oh, shout out to, we just said his name.
Birthday.
David Carmichael Jr., who's the manager. And one of the other guys involved in Mammoth Oak gets his birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Wow, did you just pull that up because I mentioned
that? Well, you mentioned Mammoth Oak, and I'm like, it's someone's birthday from Mammoth Oak. I couldn't remember which one it was.
Strange that you would know that. It's pretty good, though.
Yeah,
I'm pals with him.
Huh.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, David. You probably won't listen to this.
Dun, 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 huh?
Or you will. Bye.
All right.
Woo!